she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet.
Happy birthday to, well, happy birthday, although he has passed. We're getting a lot of these recently. We're celebrating a birth, but the person we're celebrating has already passed away. Eddie Frazier, bass player with Blues Breakers and also Free. He joined Free when he was 16 years old. Not too bad. All Right Now, the big song from Free back in 1970. Ted Nugent, Robert Palmer, Joe Cocker, all covering songs written by Andy Frazier. Died March of 2015 at his home in California, but Andy Frazier, the bass player with Free, born on this day back in 1952. And as you know, that's our last one. The last time we dig into the world of music, birthdays, death days, anniversaries, number ones, etc. We do that when I fill in here for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. 888-900-9966, the phone number. And Chris in Richland is on the phone on the Steve Gruber Show. Chris, welcome in.
Good morning. Hey, a couple things. Celebrity that I knew, you know, he came in and rescued Chrysler and, you know, did a great job as far as I was concerned. I was kind of young. I was like a freshman or eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
$20 million compensation, I think, for that year. And then they tied his compensation the next year because of the outrage of making, you know, $20 million. So,
yeah.
But as I recall, you know, in my limited life, he was the first celebrity that I knew of that was a CEO.
Yeah, very big. Chris, thanks for the phone call. And again, that his book was just a massive seller in 84 and 85 and had just a massive impact just on automobiles and automobile industry. And kind of as Chris is alluding to, they're kind of turning CEOs and business leaders into well-known commodities, right? Well-known stars in the homes of Americans by starring in those Chrysler commercials, too. Someone else had called earlier, mentioned the tagline at the end of the spots is, you know, if you can find a better car, buy it. Later, I think, you know, toward the early 90s, there was a series of spots that had the tagline, lead, follow, or get out of the way, that Lee Iacocca was in. That's not a bad tagline, I suppose, for your spots either. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Hey, this is really good news, I think, and it's going to get buried or at least not covered because it's not convenient. Gallup released its annual public opinion poll on abortion policy last week, and this, of course, is in the midst of heartbeat bills in some places and petition drives here in Michigan and abortion at any time bills in other states like Illinois and New York. According to the new survey, a plurality of Americans now identify as pro-life. 49% of respondents call themselves pro-life. 46% call them pro-choice. The first poll since 2013 in which a higher percentage of respondents identified as pro-life rather than pro-choice, although it's generally close, right? Within a margin of error, certainly. This is the interesting part. The new survey also found that the percentage of Americans who think abortion should either be illegal in all circumstances or legal in only a few circumstances. And look, that's somewhat vague language, meaning, well, the first is not. Illegal in all circumstances means what it means. Legal in only a few circumstances. You know, some people might interpret that as being legal only rape, incest, you know, those exceptions. Legal in only a few circumstances, perhaps to some people, means legal in the first trimester, maybe, right? But that combination of illegal in all circumstances or legal in only a few circumstances now has the support of 60% of Americans. That is, if I can remember my math classes, let's see, 60%, yes, that would be a majority of the population. Meanwhile, 13% say illegal in most circumstances and 25% say illegal under any circumstances. That's 38%. So 60% say illegal all the time or legal in a few circumstances. 38% say legal in most or legal in all circumstances, all or any circumstances. The coverage of this topic in the media does not reflect this at all. It is one of the issues, perhaps the issue in this country, in which the tenor and tone of the coverage is so divorced from actual public opinion. This is even a bigger deal because some pro-life observers have been concerned that the heartbeat bills in Alabama and Georgia, Missouri, and elsewhere might result in a public opinion backlash. That does not appear to be the case. In fact, it could be the opposite. New York, Vermont, Illinois, essentially allowing abortion at any and all stages of a pregnancy for any reason whatsoever, might be encouraging people to take a pro-life stance. Also, perhaps the science, pro-science, the science, the pictures. There was a piece making its way around Twitter and social media this week, the clearest ever, was an MRI? I don't know, but the clearest ever ultrasound, maybe, of a baby in the womb. People see that, and it affects them, which is a good thing, that move in that direction, pro-life direction. 60% illegal in all circumstances, 39% legal in only a few circumstances, a pretty solid 60% majority. In the meantime, these Democratic candidates for president are racing toward that 25% as fast as possible toward the legal under any circumstances umbrella. But that is a very small percentage. Well, it's a quarter, essentially, of the U.S. population, 38% if you include legal in most circumstances. And I would bet the legal in most circumstances people are those who would perhaps be a bit uncomfortable with what Phil Northam was talking about, where the baby is delivered and is made comfortable. Then the parents and the doctor determine whether or not that baby will live. That might make some people uncomfortable. But again, the tenor of the coverage and the opinions on the from the mainstream media on this issue don't really match up with the opinions of most Americans. It's been that way for a long, long time. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.